Our relationship with school has been an abusive one. I have so many bruising ticks, I guess I would say. I'm not that good at the whole grades and completely wrapped package. With those ticks, my basic instincts have always been flee through self-hate, self-deprecating humor, and run away. And the first freedom fuck you I'm going to have was the day one of kindergarten. And this is probably a good story to have for this podcast. I've told this to a few people, and they found it funny, and it is kind of funny if you take yourself out of it. And for some reason, I wasn't scared or anything, but I'll get to it. And this is way before I had enough lost kids and enough lawsuits and litigation and stuff for schools to really crack down on taking care of who was there and who wasn't. My mom dropped me off. Dropped me and my brother off, actually, my brother Anthony, and he walked me to my room. So it was in elementary school. And the teacher pointed me to the coat rack and instructed me to, you know, put up my lunchbox and put up my jacket. And right beside the coats was a door to the outside. The teacher was busy with the other kids while I was supposed to be putting up my coat. And I knew I was going to miss Battle of the Planets. I think that's what it was called. The animated series that was remade kind of for U.S. audience, whatever. I knew I was going to miss it because for some reason they had some of the best animated shows when I was a kid on during the day. I remember skipping school for a number of times to watch Land of the Lost when it was on for a while. Not Land of the Lost, I think it was Land of the Giants, the one old TV show, whatever. I walked straight out the fucking door, and I went down a huge amount of steps, especially for a kid, because the school was kind of up on the hill, and right into the parking lot of the school. Soon I was on my way up a coal truck-filled highway road. I made it probably an hour up the road before anyone noticed that I was gone. You need to know, our elementary school was in the middle of nowhere between two towns, like, town Appalachian and Norton, I think, was the two towns. But it was basically out in the middle of nowhere, and I was walking for an hour. Luckily, no man with a blacked-out Windows van from, like, Pixar or somewhere drove by, or I'd been in trouble. It would have been a statistic then. It's my mom who actually found me driving to the school after they called, and she was pissed as I don't know what about that, I can tell you that much. Yeah, she was kind of fucking fired up, ready to kick somebody's ass for not paying attention and let me just walk off. And then all the teachers kind of like kept an eye on me because I would like literally just walk away or because I wasn't making a fuss, so I was just quiet. And then I'd just dart out or something like that. So it was really a good way for me to get away with stuff. I decided as part of this, I would like because with all my podcasts, I'm trying to work my way into learning a good format for it. Each one, and after like telling a short or not so short ranty ramble story, I'm gonna look at like headlines from like websites and stuff and discuss them a little bit and maybe get into bigger rants by doing that. First time looking at today's like the trending things from Facebook that are currently online, and top of the list right now is Bob Barker, yeah, you know, the Grim Reaper himself. It's funny that somebody like Bob Barker, he's one of those people that trends for a number of reasons every so often, and people always are like, is he finally dead? So, yeah. I laugh because the world is so much a piece of shit. The other one was a nightly, NBC Nightly News, and it's another one of these fucking things where president-elect douchebag asshole Donald Trump rips NBC News as biased, inaccurate, and bad. And you know what? Fuck NBC News and fuck all news, because you know what? They've been cowards when it comes to covering, you know, and all the other politicians, and they let them get bigger and bigger and bigger, and they still won't fucking actually report and stand up. Hardly anybody is still not doing it. The next one is Lego Batman. Because, you know, the fucking Lego Batman movie is coming out, and I really want to fucking see that movie. It looks awesome. I love the Lego movie, and this looks like it's going to be really, really good. Like, I'm looking more forward to this one than Batman with, like, Ben Affleck, even though I loved him as Batman, and I think he's going to be good, and I think a movie will probably be good, but this Lego Batman just looks awesome. The next one on the trending list is, let me see if I spell this right, Livonia, Georgia. And it's a story about two Georgia police officers shot serving search warrants. I have friends who are police officers, and it's serving search warrants is very dangerous. It's like they talk about because it's like a lot of times very, very unsuspecting dangers can happen. It's like the pulling somebody over, and one actually they say one of the biggest dangers cops getting blindsided is actually domestic cases because they'll be called in, and it's another way like the way the laws and the system set up actually fucks over everybody. But because of the laws don't go after men for abuse or anybody spouse for abuse as much as it should, cops can be pulled into situations where they are trying, where they can't arrest somebody, but they have to be almost like mediators. Okay, they're not going to arrest somebody, so they're talking to the guy or the girl. And they'll sometimes get attacked by the other person who's being abused when they try to arrest the person or calm them down or something like that. It's a whole abusive relationship. Our system makes a fucking mess out of all this shit. Next on the list is Ray Lewis and Jim Brown. Why these people are meeting with Donald Trump, I don't know. Maybe Ray Lewis wants to be on Donald Trump's, I don't know, prostitute finding group or something. I don't know. These fucking people like meeting with him. I love that Kanye West meme where it's like, Kanye West is probably meeting with him to design the uniforms for our concentration camps. Yeah, really, probably. Fucking hate Kanye West. But who really fucking doesn't? 8 million Cuisinart food processors recalled for laceration hazard. I think I've seen somebody on my Facebook mention this earlier today. I guess pieces of the processor can crack or something. I have a food processor. I don't have a Cuisinart. I have like a really fucking cheap one. It doesn't even work that good. It works all right, but not as good as a Cuisinart. So, hey, not having any money can pay off. Next is Jennifer Lawrence and Chris Pratt. Fan of both of them. Backlash against Jennifer Lawrence, I don't think is really justified all that much. Chris Pratt seems really cool. We've always been a fan of both of theirs for a really long time. The last one on here is Vikings Adrian Peterson targeting December 24th for return. Okay, he needs to return. I mean, what else he's got to do? Except for maybe beat his kid with the Switch or whatever. Yeah, we forgot about that. Really. So, I want to do this, like, go through some lists and just random thoughts. It helps get shit out of my head anyways. And that's the whole purpose of doing this particular podcast, is the information dump out of my head. And I'll probably go through, like, news articles and stuff, because I go through so many of those websites during the day anyways. It'd be good to, like, throw some of that shit out there and mix it around in my brain, see what happens and what doesn't happen. And, so, right now, I'm going to read a note blog entry. And this one's from 11/29/09. So, I'm going to be doing these ever under the training book, too. And, like, if anybody thinks my writing now makes no sense, you should read some of those old entries. So, like I said, this is from 11/29/02. I do not like my entertainment with much reality. I tend to like fantasy and drama with the elements of fantasy much more than straight dramatic works. Still that way, by the way. And that is how I write also. Though the television series House is one I've enjoyed watching. But the current storyline of a cop out to get Dr. House for his mistreatment of him is out into fantasy land, if you ask me. I just hate when a drama, a show or book which calls itself fiction instead of labeling on another part to that, such as sci-fi or fantasy fiction, takes this turn of ignoring the code facts or what would really happen in sort of situation. No cop could go and do all the things the cop has done with everyone knowing he's doing it to get even, not get his head handed to him later. Or at least get suspended without pay or just told to stop it and nothing happened to him, but he wouldn't get away with it for long. Now, I enjoyed last night's episode, which I came home to find my love had recorded for me. But what I think, what really irks me about this current storyline on the show is how so-called big dramas get praised as real fiction when other great works are basically ignored or given a special title category. When it comes to award show, Bright Lights and Let's Kiss Ass, if you ask me, all fiction should just be called fantasy, as people should get over labeling everything in life. Though, that is not going to happen, is it? Then again, I'm just writing and I'm based on a false story anyways. That sounded very emo, didn't it? Then again, I'm just writing and I'm based on a false story. Whatever. As I mentioned earlier during my little rant, I came home from a very long day of work to find a note for my love who was already asleep in a DVR of house and SBU, or as I like to call it, SUV. She left me some stew, to which I really needed since I was starving from the long day. So I watched House and some SVU before going to bed. I hope to get home earlier tonight so we can actually talk to each other outside of the phone and talking in our sleep. She talks about school. I think I just cried from wet dreams. Oh man, this sounds like a high school kid and this wasn't really that long ago. Still no longer phone active right now. Still having problems working out how to organize things on my MP3 player to get the most songs on it, and in some sort of order. Still working on how to blog and make it worth it for others to read. Right now I've only told one person about this blog, and that is the one who sleeps beside me at night. Back to the day job. The bosses are in the building today. I just like rereading these because I'm like, holy shit. No wonder nobody read my blog. Yep.
I want a renaissance to shine a light, be the change we want, set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart, hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I believe in truth. Yes, I'm not so unlike you, 'cause there's a song.
I wanna